running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight.
Really?
God bless the USA, everything feels right.
That's all gonna get away from me. That's all gonna be in the background of the intro because all of our mics are on. For those wondering, Dave's making us sniff his shoes. My or feet, attempting to.
My feet don't stink. It's amazing.
That's what I think what everybody
no,
says.
But just the thought of it coming up to my face
well,
is not
you
good.
You were giving me that ugly look, so I had to like...
I have ugly looks all the time, dear.
Maybe it wasn't a pleasant look. Let's just say that. It was a you idiot look.
So it was an honest look.
That, yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Run Up the Flagpole, episode number 16.
Crazy. We've been doing these podcasts for 4 months.
Really?
We have?
Yeah. Well, 16 divided by 4. It's always 4.
Huh. And we only have 2 listeners. My buddy Tim. Yay. Shout out to Tim. And who's the other listener?
We have 3 and a
Larry.
Half.
Oh, Larry. That's right.
Janet's a half.
Janet's a half.
Hi, Janet.
So, what'd you guys do over the weekend? Anything fun?
What did I do?
I know.
Give us a moment to think. My brain's fried from listening to you all day. What did we do last weekend? I don't think I did a whole lot.
I remember what we did.
What did we do?
We went to Borrego Days.
Oh, yeah.
And we drank at 9 o'clock in the morning and took a nap by noon, and we were out the rest of the day.
Tell me you're retired without telling me you're retired.
Parade was fun.
We're just getting too old to drink that early.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, Oki was there all day. Shout out to Oki Borrego. He was there all day. I think he's the one that made me start drinking.
My boss tells me that nobody can make you do anything.
Well, he's an idiot.
You bought him a beer, the first beer.
I did, but
yeah. And the truth comes out. Last weekend was my lazy weekend. I didn't want to do nothing. I watched movies and relaxed. I did laundry.
No, it usually sounds like your regular weekend.
No. Yeah. Like this weekend, we've got lots going on. And I felt like ever since I got back from Kansas, we've been going every weekend. I just need a weekend to not do anything.
Not in Kansas. What?
She needed to
go. I have to go do something.
You called it for her?
Yeah, she was trying to.
Go.
Okay, I have.
Go.
Like, you're making a lot of noise.
I am? I'm not making noise. The noise is actually a vocal thing. I'm talking.
No, it's noise.
Think she's coming back?
Is she locking the door next door?
Maybe. Oh, there she is.
Welcome back.
I don't trust you guys.
Don't group me in with him.
That looked like a guilty thing.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Or they were nightmares.
Welcome back. To the same old place that you left.
I'm not
going to
put these back on.
Dave said, do you think she's coming back? I said, I wonder if she's locking the door at the neighbors. Yes. Yay. So weekends. Yes. I feel like I've been having a crazy couple of weekends. And so it was nice to have a weekend where I didn't have plans. I just wanted to relax.
Cool.
Yeah. But this weekend, plans.
Every weekend it started to look at the same.
It just all blurs and runs together.
So Halloween's coming up. And this will be our Halloween edition.
Spooky.
Can you do Halloween noise voice?
Oh, creepy. Very creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy.
Are you guys doing anything for Halloween? Let's start there.
No. We're just hanging out in Borrego.
You know what? I think we will put on costumes and I'll make a charcuterie board and we'll drink wine.
Halloween wine?
No, it could be blood.
Regular wine.
I'll see more blood red.
I'll put food coloring in yours.
If you continue, it might just be real blood. And it might be your own.
What was your best Halloween costume?
My whole life?
You know, go ahead, Sasha.
No, in my life.
What was your best?
Did they have Halloween costumes with the dinosaurs?
I was a dinosaur.
You are a dinosaur. We've done so many. It's got to be a tie between when Larry and I had done a Grim Reaper and a Dark Angel. And that was really good. And then one year we did a motocross extreme sport guy. I was a can of PBR. So that was kind of cool.
How about yours?
I was a mummy. It was a party that Larry and Malia threw.
Different Larry.
Yeah.
I had some marijuana at that party, and I don't remember much after that.
That'll happen.
Surprise, surprise.
I don't like this.
Every story we talk about, you're drinking. You drank last weekend. Now we're talking about Halloween, and there's marijuana involved.
I did not have.
I remember because I don't like marijuana. I'm like, I'll try it again.
And I didn't partake.
I didn't like it. I don't, yeah.
I'm not either. A fan either. I don't like the feeling of not. I don't know. You just don't feel like yourself, and I don't like that feeling.
Isn't that your normal feeling?
No, I really can't. Even just the smell of it bothers me.
I like the smell. It's got a good smell to it.
No.
The concerts and stuff, it smells good.
Ugh.
Oh, there was another one where we did matching costumes, sort of like, oh, that was better. That was better.
Well, okay. That was the Star Trek. We were Romulans.
No, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Oh. Yeah, we used to have big Halloween parties when we were corporate life. We would put them on, and this one lady's house, Claudia, shout out to Claudia, we would have at her house a few of them. Remember, we put hay bales around?
Yeah.
And we dressed as Romulans. We took bubble wrap and spray painted it silver, and we had, you know, eyebrows and all that stuff, and it was really cool. Until it rained.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, the cool part was, because we were in all this bubble wrap, we could stay out in the rain because we were waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
The not cool part was that the rain washed all the silver off. And
the green faces.
And when we went into the house, we got all this crap all over her house on the floor. She was a little mad.
Well, I mean...
But then the next time we had a Halloween party there, I dressed as this old lady, right?
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Kind of Mrs. Doubtfire looking. And then it had an arm that was chopped off, right?
Creepy
and,
Mrs. And then Doubtfire.
I was going to say it was really creepy.
It was creepy. It was nightmare creepy fuel. Mrs. Doubtfire. And blood all over the place. And then what I did is I took some tubing, turkey bone, and stuck it out of my fake arm. And then I had a squeezy bottle so I could squeeze out and shoot people with red, like, blood. But it wasn't blood. It was cherry vodka.
Oh, no, that's good.
I could shoot.
This is yet another story where you're drinking. There is a theme happening here.
Yeah.
I think if I wasn't drinking in my life, I wouldn't have done anything.
Mm. Good old liquid courage.
So if I finish this story, if you'll let me, please. We bought his house, shout out to Claudia again, but this time she was getting the house repainted or repaired or whatever, and she says, you could do whatever you want. So we would go inside the house. I would shoot this red cherry vodka, give people shots, and it got all over the place. We're squirting it everywhere, and it was fun.
For you or for the person who cleaned it up?
Nobody had to clean it up because
they were just licking the walls. Off the walls.
No, this is not one of your parties.
Last year, Larry and I had to come up with a costume off the fly pretty quick. And we ended up with Peter Pumpkin Eater.
I don't even know what that is.
Do you know the hymn from the child's rhyme?
Yeah.
I know the rhyme, but I didn't know there was a person.
No, so I dress up as a pumpkin, and Larry dressed up as Peter, and he had orange all over his face and pumpkin seeds all over his face.
That's kind of sick.
And it said Peter, and that has an arrow that said, I'm with the pumpkin. So Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
Wow.
That was last year's. And so we went to a Halloween party that was not just adults last year. So the kids are, I remember this girl came up to me, and she's like, oh. My sister's a pumpkin too. And all I could think was, I hope my husband does not go stand over by that pumpkin.
Yeah, a little 12-year-old.
The kids couldn't.
Larry's going to jail.
The kids couldn't figure it out, but the adults liked it. They thought it was clever, but the kids had no idea.
Do you remember our first Halloween costumes?
Yes.
What were they?
I was a mermaid and you were a pirate.
Yep. We still have a picture of that.
We still have a picture of it, yeah.
Yeah, we were so young. Oh, my God.
Is that cameras then? Is the picture, is there color?
It's colored.
It's color.
I took a crayon. But that, I don't know if that was the best Halloween. One of my favorite Halloweens, we did a limo, Eric and your girlfriend Kim.
Kim.
Shout out to Eric and Kim. So we did this limo, but we dressed like Mac Tonight from the McDonald's commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Big old moon heads. So I made these styrofoam moons, and we both had one. We dressed in a suit, and we got this limo. You guys were in some scantily dressed,
I don't
scary
know.
Outfits.
Yeah.
And we drove around to different places, and then we went to the McDonald's, and we went in, and we sang the song. Eric and I.
You two did.
Mac Tonight. I can't remember the words now. Was the night. Do, Mac Tonight.
With those dance moves, too?
Yeah. And we got Aww. Free McDonald's.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
That was a fun night. Oh, God. There were so many Halloween parties. I can't even remember most of them now. Not that I was drinking, as I thought you would go to. So I set up first. One of the other adventurous Halloweens we did a Halloween bus. And it was a Star Trek theme Halloween
That's
bus.
Pretty cool.
So we rented a big Greyhound bus, mm-hmm. and we got all of our friends from corporate life. We got a keg of beer, and we drove.
Drinking again.
Yep. My word. Dave.
The best things happen while you're drinking.
You know, I've seen a thing that says, you know, people drink because no good story starts with, this one time I had a salad.
You know, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a really good time with a salad.
Huh. I'm going to leave that there. That could be taken so many.
So the Star Trek bus was so cool. We all dressed like Star Trek characters. We went bar hopping. We would stop at places and there would be like 35 Star Trek people getting out of the bus.
A cult.
Like
they look like a cult.
Yeah. It was.
I would think I won second place in a...
at the barefoot bar.
Yeah, at a Halloween costume because I had mostly my crew voting for me.
Your crew.
My there was 30
your Star Trek posse.
Was there like 30 of
posse?
Us?
Posse. There's at least 30 of us. Huh. Yeah, I should have won first. I wonder why I didn't.
I don't know.
Well, the other guy's costume was better. It was cool. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But mine was Data, right? I had this thing in my head that opened up, and I had all these blinky lights and stuff that would...
I want our listeners to know that this is the most excitement you're going to get out of Dave for the rest of the holidays this year. Mm-hmm. This is where positive Dave...
ends.
Ends and Scrooge begins November 1st. Bah. We won't be having like a Christmas special where he's got glorious stories. Although he did propose to his wife for Christmas.
Woo!
So that's a cool Christmas story.
Yes,
we might hear about that. So enjoy this. Voila. Get comfortable, everybody. I'm going to relax here.
I know.
We were coming off the island and there was a car that was in the left lane. It turned right in front of us on the highway and hit the wall. Boom.
So
our bus stopped really fast and we all got out and I went up to the car and I had my tricorder and I was analyzing the guy and seeing if he was okay. And he's looked up at me and Bones and Captain Kirk and he's all looking around like,
is this what heaven looks like? Where am I?
No, he was freaking
out. How terrifying.
He was freaking out.
How terrifying.
That was fun. I had lots of fun costumes. Now with my 3D printers, oh my God, I could make some of the best costumes.
Speaking of 3D printers, we are sponsored by good old Flagpole Buddy. Hashtag shameless plug. By the way, if you're going to shop us, PC10, the letter P, the letter C, the number 10, numerals 10 to get 10% off the website. You can only use this if you listen to the podcast. It's not a public
promotion.
Or
if your friend tells you.
No, honesty is the best policy, people. Honesty is the best policy. Also, we want feedback. So if you do listen, you do use the discount code, email me, Sasha, S-A-S-I-A, at flagpolebuddy.com. We want to know.
Yeah, so you 3.5 listeners, please email us.
Please, yes.
Yes.
Yes, please.
So
what are the RV topics today? What is it?
We want to talk about aliens and RVs.
Oh, because it's
little green guys.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an alien?
Well, I see you every day.
Wow.
Anyway.
Have you seen an alien, Chris?
No.
I haven't either.
But tell us about the alien highway deal.
I have information about that too.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the alien highway. It's called the ET highway.
Yeah. Yeah, it starts in Nevada. Well, no. Which is in Nevada.
Is so it fake?
That's your right. geography.
It for starts the at Tonopah.
You could go. I've got from the Alamo to Rachel to Tonopah, and then you could take that in any direction, really. It's a loop from Las Vegas for 2 days. This whole extraterrestrial highway event thing I have here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. There's old ghost towns mining it, and it goes past Area 51. Mm-hmm. And there's all these stops along the way that are like outlooks. Right, mm-hmm. where you can stop your car and you look out, and some of them even have structures so you can camp. They're known, quote, known to see. This is where you'll have better results seeing an alien. This is where people have seen the most phenomenon or alien sightings.
Extraterrestrial activity.
Then why the hell didn't you say it versus watching me struggle? Ooh.
I'm trying to enjoy my Friday. It's more fun for me this way. So, yeah.
And then there's a restaurant you stop at. Some kind of, you can have alien burgers and an alien beer.
E.T. fresh jerky.
Yeah. You always see the big yellow signs.
Saucer burgers at the Little Alien Inn. That's a cute name. The Little Alien Inn.
Alien Inn.
Oh, it's funny. I like it.
Ew.
Oh. Hmm. The extraterrestrial highway runs past the Nevada test and training range, including the Nevada National Security Site and that infamous portion known as Area 51.
On State Road 375.
Yes, State Road 375. Wild.
Oh, it'd be a blast. I'd like to do this. And you meet all sorts of
extraterrestrial folks.
Interesting people out there on the road. That'd be fun. My brother would love it. Brother Rod, he likes that stuff. He believes in it. He's been to Roswell. He even got us T-shirts there.
So that's like a thing. RVers like to travel and go find aliens.
Borrego, we've seen funny lights. Yeah, I mean, we've camped out there for 35 years and seen some strange things. But we were camping on the Rubicon Trail.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh. And we thought we saw an alien.
Well, we thought they were coming after us.
Was there alcohol involved in this story?
No. No.
Well, there might have been before that, but we were sleeping 3 o'clock in the morning. We were in a tent because the Rubicon Trail, you can't take a motorhome on. It's a tough trail, right? So we're doing this jeeping trail. It took us 8 hours to go a mile and a half. That's how tough it
is.
Yeah.
Crawling.
So we ended up camping and we're in this tent, and 3 a.m. you hear some noise. I see like eyeballs coming through the bushes, crunch, crunch, crunch. And I'm like, what the hell? So I get my gun and get up, and the other guys that are with us, they get up. And I don't know if they had guns or weapons, or I think they just had wives. And
wives are tough.
They are. Oh, my God. So we hear crunch, crunch, crunch. And next thing you know, it's some four-wheelers coming down the hill at 3 a.m. that had been drunk in town, decided to do the Rubicon Trail. They're starting to come towards our tents. So we all stand up there and I say, hey, the guy hold up the gun. I said, what are you doing? Mm. And they stop, get out, and they say, well, we're on the trail, but I think we got lost.
You don't say.
Really? Well, you got to go around us. And they went around and camped a little ways down for the rest of the night.
3 a.m. on a jeep crawling trail?
Yeah.
That is, with alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds fun.
Sounds terrifying. Oh. Someone's flipping somewhere. Mm. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, but flipping in a jeep is just part of the experience.
I don't know if that's the experience I want to be a part of.
I'd like to. I'd like to have a jeep again.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Dave wants to collect cars, not to drive. That's his plan in life.
Well, I need a big garage.
If you just stuck with Hot Wheels, it's a lot less expensive.
I had all my Hot Wheels, but my mom gave them to my nephew, and he lost them all.
So you could buy more Hot Wheels instead of multi-$1,000 cars that you don't want to drive.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, cheaper.
It'd be a smaller garage, too.
Much smaller.
Yeah, it would be.
Interesting. So, yeah, a lot of websites talking about places you can stay near hotspots for alien terrestrial activity. Kind of goes along with our Halloween. Are there any ghost stories in RVs? Mysteries?
I don't know about ghost stories, but I do know about scary people. Serial killers.
Serial killers.
So for those who are into murder, mystery, serial killer documentaries, all the things, buckle in, because here we go.
Oh,
buckle in, and it's an RV. Oh, Sasha, you're good.
Oh, very clever.
clever. So have you guys ever heard of Tommy Lynn Sells? S-E-L-L-S.
No.
So Tommy was called the Coast to Coast Killer. And he went on a murdering spree from 79 to 99. So the Coast to Coast Killer had no real modus operandi or thing that he was attracted to or specific type of person. He was just chasing a high across the country for 20 years in an RV.
So his mode of operation was RV. Now, did he just kill people that were in an RV, or did he go and
all over the place? The two that he was convicted for, one of the families that he killed was in a house in Texas. So there were people camping. There were people in homes. He says that over 70 plus murders, they've been able to positively attach him to at least 20. And he was convicted for two. And then he went on death row and died in 2014.
That's creepy.
Very. I found another unsolved mystery in Finland.
Let's hear about that.
In an RV?
Not in an RV, but still camping.
Okay.
So two 15-year-old girls, two 18-year-old boys go out to the lake, Lake Bodum in Finland, tent camp. Next morning, they find one person holding on for dear life outside of the tent.
Were they in band camp?
No. Just a group of friends.
Because I remember this one time
in band camp. We just let her tell the story.
They're more like picking up a keg, going to hang out by the lake kind of people. And so they found one of the gentlemen outside of the tent, bludgeoned, face is a mess, stabbed, but alive. The other three are deceased in the tent. They were bludgeoned through the tent, stabbed, beaten, beyond recognition. And they never were able to solve the mystery. So initially, the police tried to pin it on the friend that was outside of the tent, and they couldn't.
Wait, the guy who got the shit beat out of him?
Mm-hmm. That was still alive. They tried to blame him for it. Then they tried to blame a kiosk owner in the area who committed to it, but there was no evidence. And then they tried to blame another guy who was found, who came in to the police station with bloody hands and filthy and what have you. And they thought there may be ties to the KGB. But basically, the whole case was ruined. The cops didn't tape off the area correctly. There was missing evidence, evidence getting destroyed. A lot of things that weren't done right. And based off of that, between that and most of the suspects being deceased at this point, they say that this is a mystery that will go unsolved, cold case forever. And since then, they've made several books about this. And there's a movie called The Bodum Murders, or no, just Bodum. It's a Finnish movie.
I think we've seen it.
Really?
Yeah. When you said Bodum, I think that sparked something in my head, and I don't remember a lot of stuff. But I think I remember that. I think we've seen this. Yeah.
You can watch it on Amazon Video something else. But it ties to this. It's not 100% accurate, but they base it off of this and then add their own fictional story on top of it, is what it says.
Why is it that if I interrupt her, you tell me not to, but if she interrupts me, which is all the time, no one says anything?
You take really long pauses.
So it doesn't mean you can interrupt.
Oh, I can't read your mind.
It's a long pause for dramatic effect.
I can't read your mind. I didn't pick up on what you're putting down. I'm so sorry.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Okay. I don't think we have any ghost stories. Do we have any ghost stories?
No.
No. I've never seen any ghosts. Okay. Yeah. It's not really a ghost story, but there are some scary people out there driving. All these illegal aliens with driver's licenses, mostly from California. Another one killed somebody the other day. Traffic was stopped. He had been drinking, plowed right into him. Didn't stop at all.
Boom. That's horrible.
It's awful.
Extremely.
Yeah.
So, speaking of being out on the freeway, I don't know if you guys have noticed all of the fast food restaurants that have a Halloween discounts.
I have. Kentucky Fried Chicken has the best one.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
So for those who don't know, who might be traveling during Halloween, some notable mentions, 31% off ice cream scoops on Halloween at Baskin-Robbins.
That's huge.
Take the kids, you know, pause, maybe. Take
grandkids.
Take everybody. Go get some ice cream. You don't need candy from strangers. Just go get ice cream from Baskin-Robbins.
Don't get any candy from strangers.
That's what trick-or-treating is.
Don't do it. Just don't. Stay home. Don't bother these people in houses. Or don't come to our house. I always lock the gate.
You're such a holiday Scrooge. We just never get trick-or-treaters. And I was laughing the other day. Larry's like, we should pick up a bag of candy. I was like, we haven't had trick-or-treaters since we've lived here. This will be our fourth.
Well, that means that he wants
them. Uh-huh. Yeah. So he goes, exactly. I said, what are we going to do? We're just going to have a bag of candy laying around. And he's like, well, then I'll just eat it. I was like, no, that's not how this works. He's like, just a bag of Reese's. And I told him, I said, don't we have a bag of Reese's in the house? And he's like, no, those are take fives. And those are mine. Well, the other ones are going to end up being yours too, because we're not going to get trick-or-treaters. He tried. Commendable.
Good try, Larry.
We went to the grocery store last night and they had the pumpkin Reese's. Oh. And I looked down and it's like the bag of them. And I look down, I see him, and then I like look out the corner of my eye because I know my husband. And listen, he is a nice man, but he will beat somebody for a Reese's peanut butter cup, okay? So I was like, just waiting. 2.5 seconds, he's over to the left side of me grabbing the bag of the pumpkin Reese's. I was like, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was coming.
I don't know what a pumpkin Reese's is.
Flat pumpkin, not a 3D pumpkin.
Okay, 2D pumpkin.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah. I'm always thinking in 3D.
I know.
Or 4D.
Or not at all. Burger King is serving up a week of freebies. The burrito costume contest at Chipotle.
What about McDonald's? Are they having a costume contest?
I don't know. I don't see them on the
list. We would have won. We went one year as Mac Tonight.
It's already going to be on here. We already talked about it.
We did?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
We talked about that the way beginning before we got into the RV topic.
Seriously?
Burrito costume contest at Chipotle from 3 p.m. to close on October 31st. You have to be in a costume. And for the 25th anniversary of the promotion, Chipotle will bring back its burrito costume contest. It will give fans a chance to score a VIP card worth over $500 in free Chipotle. Listen, if you live in your RV and you travel a lot, that's a couple family dinners. You stop in at Chipotle. It's bought and paid for you. So you think KFC had the best discounts, Chicken Bucket Man over there? 50% off a 12-piece chicken-only bucket. What else do they serve besides chicken? I'm scared. Well,
they make the best biscuits.
They do make the best biscuits.
Yeah. They're really good. They're hard, crunchy on the outside, soft in the middle. Kind of like me.
I almost said it.
I knew she was going to.
Or it just doesn't sound right. I don't know that I like it. I'm going to steer clear of KFC on this one. Mm. Shake Shack celebrates Halloween with buy one, get one free burgers.
Shake Shack?
Uh-oh. I feel a story.
Not the same Shake Shack.
Different Shake Shack?
Yes.
Oh, from my little hometown, LaPorte, Indiana, shout out. We used to have a little adult entertainment place called the Shake Shack where the girls would shake it. And in corporate life, all the engineers at Sunstrand knew of the Shake Shack because we all had to go back to Howmet in LaPorte, which was one of the largest aerospace manufacturers of turbine components in the world. Engineers, when they get out, they get away from their wives, they get away from work, they all go to the girly joints, and they would go to this one. So we all had to go there. One of the girls on stage, I knew, but I didn't say anything. I didn't want to embarrass her or me.
You didn't go up to her and tell her, you know, the yearbook didn't say most likely to take her clothes off and dance on stage.
No, it did not say that.
You didn't want to tell her that?
No, because I think she probably dropped out.
Christine's birthday is October and Dave's birthday is October 5th. So we had a conjoined birthday party here at work.
They're so cheap. They couldn't do each of us.
Well, you both tried to abandon us. So Dave wasn't here for his birthday. And then Christine shared with me that she also won't be here for her birthday. So instead of them getting out of it like they had planned.
We tried.
Next year, we're just going to have to do it longer.
We're just going to be gone for a month.
So we're planning your birthday for September or November. October 30th is my wedding anniversary.
Well, there you go. Does Larry know this?
How many years?
It'll be 4 years since our wedding.
Yeah. Wow.
But we'll be married for 5 years in January. It's a long
story. That's very confusing, but I'm not sure how to go there.
Listen,
but
our relationship is anything but
That's complicated. Normal. That's very complicated. No. Does Larry know how long you've been married? Or
yes, he will tell you.
Yeah? Will he tell us 4 or 5 years?
He'll tell you both. Just like I did.
No.
We got married during COVID. So like we dealt with all the COVID rules, restrictions, and things. So we got married in the courthouse in January in our wedding. We walked down the aisle. We did the whole thing, everything we had planned in October.
So legally it's 5 years.
Legally it's 5 years, yes.
And okay. And just for fun it's 4.
Yeah. But it was, yes, this so was
just
the fun.
For fun.
The first one was fun too. It rained on the first one. Which is a sign of good luck.
That's
is it?
Yeah.
It is good luck.
So far, so good. You know, we've gone through it. We've been together for almost half my life. That's crazy. Not married for almost half my life. I'm not 10, but we've been together for.
I was going. My head was going through the math.
That had to have hurt.
Yeah, it was. It did. And it's taken too long, and I missed the joke. Damn it. Nope.
So, on theme brand with spooky and weird, this isn't really Halloween-y, but can we please just take a moment to talk about the Louvre?
Halloween-y?
Yeah. Can we talk about the Louvre, the heist in France at the Louvre?
Have you been there?
No.
We've been there.
A couple times,
yeah. It's pretty cool. I like the basement. Way down below, they have like sarcophagus areas. It's just... Yeah. It's creepy.
It's an Egypt exhibit, I think. Egyptian. Anyway,
it's kind of cool, but
so cool that somebody decided to break into the Louvre and steal over $100 million worth of jewels.
Piece of cake.
Broad daylight.
I could have done that
up on a using what was that?
Was it like a crane or something?
Yeah, it's a ladder
to the second floor.
It was like a fireman's ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were the people outside? It's on a street.
It's on a street.
Busy
well,
street.
The thing was that they wore these green vests like they were workers.
Yeah, they looked like they were workers.
People just, they're thinking. Assume. I mean, if you're looking over there and saying, oh, look, there's some workers over at that building over there, what would you do? Well, they're just working.
People aren't even paying attention to that.
I wouldn't film it.
Well, maybe.
I wouldn't film because I would think they would be
working.
Supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, so a lot of people didn't film it. But
I wouldn't even be looking up there. I'd just be walking.
Well, yeah, you're kind of impervious to noticing anything.
I noticed that you're a butthead.
Butthead?
I just wouldn't be looking up.
I'm Beavis and Butthead are coming back.
No, you are Beavis and Butthead, and they never left. As I said. Anyways, it's just crazy. I was reading about the Louvre heist, and it felt like I was reading a movie, like, script. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Red Notice, but that's what it felt like. 100%.
I agree. It's pretty cool.
It's one of 3 heists in the last couple of months in Paris.
Yeah, the lady who runs all that offered to resign. And they said, no, you're not. The Louvre is so old that it's hard to get all the new surveillance equipment and stuff like that the building, the wiring and all that. And so,
well, we've seen how difficult it is to do wiring in this building, let alone something like the Louvre.
I know. I still can't get the break room camera to work.
We had to take a cable through the outside of that wall.
You know how hard that was?
Yeah, I was there for that, Dave.
Oh, you were?
I was. Huh. Yeah, it's just wild to me. Those are things that, like, I've seen this in the movie, but I don't think that this really happens. And then the way that they did it was very movie-esque. And the article said, I think it's a trained team, blah, blah. Well, it's not Billy Bob Joe and Sarah Sue.
No, I think it was.
I think it was. I agree. It was with Christine. I think it was just like the 3 of us hanging around. Hey, let's go. Let's go drinking beer. I got a good idea. Let's go rob the Louvre.
Drinking again.
I know how to do it. Yeah. Some of the best ideas come when you're drinking. How do you think I created Flagpole Buddy? Boom. Drinking.
You know, it's sad though. So,
No, what, the Louvre? No,
yeah, it's not sad. They're going to break apart all of those beautiful pieces, sad. And that is sad.
That's sad, but...
Do they want my
again, see, I never get to finish. She's always cutting me off, and you never say anything.
I was paused. I was paused.
I was starting a story about...
In the middle of my sentence.
No, Christine and I were saying we agree that it is a bunch of knuckleheads doing it because... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They dropped some of the key jewelry coming down the ladder, and they left their helmet, which had all their DNA in it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that sophisticated.
Long pause again for dramatic effect, or are you done?
Yes, I think I might be done now.
Okay, on to the next.
No, but I agree with you on the jewelry part of it.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's going to be sad if they take all the jewelry out of that, melt everything down and sell off the diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you end up with a piece of jewelry that has one of those diamonds in it?
That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Never know.
So you think it is cool then?
No.
Hmm.
Listen, I'm just trying to pick the silver lining here.
Oh. Silver lining is they could be rich. Their families go on and have great vacations. They never get caught.
Generational wealth.
Is that a silver lining if they don't get caught, or is that a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing. We should hold people accountable to breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law. I can't help myself.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yeah. We got robbed, and the guy came back like the next couple of days after the police caught him. Came by, Christine runs out of the office after him. It's like, man, this is crazy. And then the next time they robbed us, we didn't even report it because what's the point? It makes more work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Terrible.
Yes. Go ahead. What are we talking about now? We were going to bring something up. Something probably really important. And
long pause? Or are you done? Favorite spooky movie, go, Christine.
The Shining.
Woo-hoo, you are a crazy person. We're going to add that. We're adding that to the grapefruit eating list. The Brussels sprouts are my favorite vegetable list. And The Shining is my favorite scary movie.
Well, I want to be scared, and that is friggin' scary.
Yes.
And the maze. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Or the two little girls in the elevator. Oh, and all the blood coming down.
Dave, favorite scary movie?
I have to say it was The Abominable Dr. Fibes from 1974, I think.
I think it's important for every group to have a nerd. Just one nerd. You just keep yourself. You have your group's nerd. And you love them and you take care of them. You appreciate them. Dave is our adopted nerd.
I'm sure you haven't. When I was a kid, it was about this doctor whose wife died during a surgery. He blamed all the people in the room. And so he would do bad things to these people. One guy sat in a chair and drained all the blood out of him. On the mantle had all the jars, pints of blood. And he got fishing line from there, and he drops down like syrup, and then he drops all these cicadas in there. And the cicadas eat the guy's face.
That's got to be a nightmare. I've had that nightmare before.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And he did all these things like that. And it really haunted me as a kid.
So I guess, Sasha, favorite is not a really good word. What is the most memorable?
Dr. Fibes. Know? I mean, I still remember the damn thing.
But does that movie scare you still?
It brings back, you know... bad memories.
See, I think it's most scary. Memorable. Most you won't forget it.
Well, it's got to be Christine.
Oh,
Christine's your favorite scary movie? Is that what you just said? Aye.
You know what he's talking about, right?
Mm-mm.
The actual movie, Christine.
I've never seen this.
You have never seen it by who was it by? Oh my God!
Who's the scary movie guy?
Stephen King.
I've never seen this. Maybe I have. I don't know.
It's about a car.
It came out in the 80s.
Yeah. It was before I knew you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 57 Plymouth.
No, I think it's a Chrysler.
I think it's a Plymouth. Yeah, it's possessed. The car will do what this guy does, but the car also does what it wants to do, and it kills people that the owner doesn't like. And
you wonder why I don't want to drive.
But right before it starts to kill people, it turns on a song, a certain song. Mm-hmm.
And it gets destroyed a few times, and it rebuilds itself. It's pretty cool, Christine. And,
Glutton for Punishment.
There you go. That's one of my favorites.
So I guess my question is, I'm curious if that movie, if those movies still scare you now. Because like when I was a kid, I was terrified of Chucky, Child's Play. And now I watch it and I laugh. Like it's not scary at all. So.
I can't find a scary movie.
Oh, The Shining scares me still.
Still? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if I had to pick my favorite scary movie, like Halloween comes and I want to see, but 13 Ghosts and Ghost Ship are two movies I always go to. Ghost Ship and 13 Ghosts. Those are two movies that I like. But if I really want to be scared, it's The Strangers. If we're talking favorite scary movie that really scares the bejesus out of you, any of The Strangers movies.
Never heard of any of them.
I haven't either.
The Strangers, a second one just came out. You can watch it at home or in the theaters. And they've done like some sequels, but they're like B-list actors. Not like the full The Strangers like it was with Liv Tyler years ago. But those movies freak me out because it feels so real to me. We've talked about this. The like stalk you, break into your house, kidnap you. Horror movies, kill your family type of deal. That's what scares me.
Ghost stories and stuff like that don't usually scare me. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's nothing that really scares me except like reality. Mm-hmm. Like The Purge.
Yep.
I mean, that could happen. That's kind of scary.
So The Strangers would scare you. You, and especially you, from like being home alone, like don't watch that out in Borrego by yourself.
Oh, no.
That movie freaks me out. I remember watching the first one and then some of the like B-list sequels to it with Larry one night when we went to walk the dog in the middle of the night and I was terrified. That stuff really...
Well, I'm starting to think of stuff that bothers me on TV. And what was it? We were watching Survivor the other night and one of the girls on Survivor...
Oh, this is...
It's creepy, right? She admitted to the group that one of her odd things is she likes to pick blackheads and then save them in a jar.
It was okay until you kept going. It was okay until you continued.
I know.
So when she makes toast, who knows what that is?
Oh my God.
We're both like, No. That's, yeah.
She should have stopped at Poppy Blackheads. Like, that's relatable. There's a lot of people that like to do that.
Oh, but Dr. Pimple Popper.
If you're hiding or saving blackheads, you are probably somebody who also collects like toenails and like all kinds of stuff like that.
That's a creepy movie right there all in itself. That stuff creeps me out. Anything else? I mean, like It. I laughed all the way through It, the movie.
Yeah, it's not super stupid. Scary.
And then that thing we were watched the other night with the guy, serial killer.
Ed Gein?
Yeah.
Monsters.
Yeah, it's like, this is stupid.
But like, that's real.
Yeah, no, but it was stupid.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet, so don't mess that up.
It wasn't scary. It should have been scary, but it wasn't scary at all.
It was laughable. I'm sure you guys have seen the Saw movies, right?
A few of them.
Have you seen the very first one?
Yes.
I think so.
I will not watch in those movies.
Is that where he's in like the shower?
He's in the closet. They're in the bathroom when he's
the
like
bathroom.
Trying.
Yeah, yeah. That was Carrie Ewing.
There's a certain part of that movie that like it freaked me out. I was junior high when that came out or a little bit earlier. And it was when the old guy who plays the bad guy in Saw was in the closet where the little girl's in her bedroom and the camera zooms right into his eye that he's in her closet watching her. And I got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's the kind of stuff that freaks me out, that somebody's watching me, someone's like looking through my window, that people are trying to break into my house. In all fairness, I did have a peeping Tom in high school. So maybe that's where some of this trauma comes from.
But, did you know him?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh.
There was, I guess, like a sex offender that lived in our complex. And there was our upstairs neighbor came down, knocked on the door. I answered. They wanted to talk to my parents. My stepdad was home. She talked to him. There was some guy that was hopping on and off our balcony and doing the Shake Shack business at my window. And so she wanted to talk to my parent, of course.
He was dancing in your window?
No, he was sort of doing the hand jive.
Oh, dancing by
with
himself.
With his chicken.
Chicken dance.
He's doing the chicken dance. And so, interestingly enough, we made friends with this guy that was
the chicken dance guy?
No, a different guy who worked for, who was looking for this gentleman. He gave my mom, myself, like lethal grade pepper spray to keep at home. And so that we had some sort of protection. Then my ex-boyfriend unleashed the pepper spray in our condo and our whole building had to be evacuated because it went through the vent in the building. Oh, it was a great time. But yeah, so I've had a peeping Tom. So that kind of stuff, it freaks me out real bad. Any scary movie where it's, I don't want to be, I don't want to be at home alone tonight.
Wasn't there something else that got us going like that? Gave us that.
Yeah, there was two things.
Oh, that disgusting movie where the guy was a, remember Tony and Amy told us to watch this.
Oh, yep. In the bathtub?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
What is the name of that? That had like a huge cult following.
Oh, it was like huge. It was like,
what is
at the beginning
of
the
movie?
Year, it was huge.
Yeah. I know, it was the most disgusting scene I've ever seen.
That was disgusting? How about when he was at the graveyard? At the gravesite?
Yeah.
That wasn't nearly as bad as the tub.
The tub was gross.
The tub was just so, it was just like the blackhead thing. That was awful. So don't watch this movie.
Sasha's looking it up.
I can't remember the name of it. Saltburn.
That's
it. Had like this huge, like it was everywhere. Everywhere people are like, have you watched this? You gotta watch this. Have you watched this? You gotta watch it. Even I hadn't watched it yet, and you guys had watched it before me, and you guys were freaked out about it. I was like, I have heard so many mixed reviews about this. We have to watch it.
Didn't I tell you not to watch it? And you did it anyway.
No.
Why?
I mean, it seems logical, but I don't think that's what happened. But Larry and I watched it, and we're like, do we turn this off? Do we keep this? And we're like, it's traumatized.
It's a train wreck.
Gotta watch it.
100%.
No, I'm recommending to no one, don't watch this.
If you haven't scarred your eyes with Saltburn,
don't do it.
Don't do it. None of us can go back. It's 2 hours of our lives that we'll never get back. Rough movie. God, it was rough.
I think the Halloween movies scared me when I was a kid, when they came out, but now it's just...
But those, like, jump scared me. Like, thriller movies like that, where just something pops up, so you're like, but you're not really scared.
Yeah.
You're just startled by what came on the screen. Like, I didn't think that Mike Myers was going to come get me or Jason's going to come get me. But I was scared when they would just jump up on the screen. But the other movies, where it's crazy kidnapper people...
Yeah, those are real.
That's a real deal.
I read some of those stories.
Jesus, help me.
And then we see some of these people all around El Cajon.
I know. Right?
Ooh-wee.
Real Mike Myers, is that you? Please don't come over here. So on a more positive note, let's make this a little bit better. If you could be the main character in any movie, who would you be?
Chris?
Well, I really like romantic comedies. So there's two actresses I would like to be. Reese Witherspoon in Sweet Home Alabama. And then Armageddon, Liv Tyler.
Oh.
But I think the more I think about it.
It's kind of sad.
Armageddon.
You picked Armageddon?
Yeah.
You
with because the co-stars, that's why.
John Upson.
Ben Affleck.
He looks like John Upson.
No.
Ben Affleck has aged like curdled milk, so you enjoy that.
You think he's gotten bad?
Yeah, and all the drama between him and Jennifer Lopez and all the stuff that's going on now.
Wow.
This is a mess.
Thought he looked okay.
He's been in and out of rehab. Yeah, had all kinds of stuff with Jennifer Garner. You want him to stop. So, like, you know when you get a puppy and you want him to stay in the puppy phase, you don't want him to grow. So you want Ben Affleck from then.
Yeah.
And he just stops.
Well,
got it.
Okay. Jeannie and Heather Locklear from those days. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So Heather Locklear from back in the day.
Oh. Ooh.
Tommy Lee, Heather Locklear.
I don't know about Tommy Lee. I wasn't too impressed with him. But
well, no. But, like, in that Heather, time.
Oh, my God. She was with Captain Kirk in the TV show. T.J. Hooker.
Do you hear that?
That's creepy. What is that? Your
That's my shoulder.
It's hitting the wall. Is there a ghost in your shoulder?
No, she's like
that's the cracking that my shoulder does.
It's disjointed?
Pretty much. It's a mess in there.
So David, what character would you
be? Oh, there's so many.
Can we pick one?
I mean, any James Bond movie, of course. Bond. James Bond. He always gets the girls. That's cool.
I'm Jans. Dave Jans.
I think, though, Risky Business. Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
And his little white underwear.
I was going to say, that's way more believable than James Bond. I can see you scooting across in your button up and yep.
Yeah.
His white socks and his titty whiteies.
I made $2 million in one night.
He's going to be Tom Cruise Risky Business for Halloween this year. You want to talk about dressing up and eating charcuterie? He's going to come flying through the house in Borrego on that fresh tile.
Oh, that would be good. Because
that would be cool. Yeah.
We need to take you a long sleeve shirt.
Oh, and I need to get another car. I need to get a Porsche.
Why'd you have to ruin it?
I know.
Everything was fine until you said that.
Tom Cruise in any movie would be cool, like Top Gun.
That was my initial thought. Top Gun is my all-time favorite movie.
You wanted to be Tom Cruise in Top Gun?
I just wanted to be in it. But then I thought, I don't want to go in the plane. Absolutely not.
Oh, you'd love it.
And Larry's like, you wouldn't do that? If somebody was like, come on, you could go one time. He's like, I would do it. I was like, I think I'm a chicken shit.
No, you'd do it.
Probably. Yeah. I'd pass out while I did it, but.
Yeah, and you'd have a good time. You'd probably lose your teeth, but you'd still have a good time.
Lose your teeth
and
flies.
You'd probably sleep for days afterwards because your body's all exhausted.
Christopher Robin.
Not a real.
That's the name of it.
And there's a real person?
Yeah. Ewan McGregor plays him? Christopher Robin in the movie Christopher Robin. It's like the live action Pooh Bear made in 2018.
Okay, so are you going to be Pooh Bear, Tigger?
Christopher Robin.
You can't be the guy. You're a girl.
It's 2025. I think we've learned we could be anything.
No.
That would be my main.
She's being woke.
There's no woke in this room.
I don't have to be.
DEI and woke is out.
I don't have to. I'm going to be Christina Robin.
No, that's a woke deep thing.
I want to go be a Pooh Bear.
It's like James Bond being a girl.
I could be Tom Cruise and Top Gun and go up in the plane.
No.
You could be.
You'd have to be Kelly McGillis.
I want to be in Pooh Bear. Fine. No. If I can't do that, then I'm going to be Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph. That's a girl.
Is that a real movie?
It's animated.
No animation. Oh, my God.
If you could be the main character in any movie, who would you be? These are my answers. Just because these are not movies that you would watch or pick does not mean that it's the wrong answer.
Well, they're stupid.
No.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to say that word anymore.
No, I can say that word. Who's Gutfield said it. And then some guy on the news said it this morning. That's stupid. And I'm like, cool, I can still say that. Tyra says it. Anyway, it's stupid. So pick a girl.
That's not what I watch. This is so
rude.
You've never
seen a girl movie?
No, there's nothing that I would want to be the
Notebook.
Main character.
You've never seen The Notebook?
I don't want to be The Notebook and die with Alzheimer's. What's wrong with you? Why would I pick that?
I'd pick it for you.
She doesn't want what? Romantic comedy.
Sensitive topic.
She does not want romantic
That's not
comedy.
My jam.
What about Alien?
No!
Oh my God.
Star Wars? Princess Leia, but more like Jabba the Hutt.
You can put cinnamon rolls on.
I gave you my answers, and I was supportive of yours.
Wow, for the first time, supportive.
Well, my first is better than your zero, so here we go. I'm sticking with Christopher Robin. I love Pooh Bear. That's my childhood. That's my whole thing. My whole family would be there. I would save the day for the company I work for. My family would be happy. I'd get to hang out with my people. That's what I pick.
Okay, you pick it.
I've picked it.
Picked it. There you go. And what was yours again?
It was Armageddon.
Ben Affleck.
Liv Tyler.
So Ben Affleck looks like John Upson. John Upson and I were roommates back at Sunstrand. Mm-hmm. And John Upson and I were both asked her out for lunch. And she said no to both of them.
She decided to go to lunch with you.
No.
So, like, you guys just met, and this is all a facade.
I was like,
I think you've been to lunch a few times.
I was tricked.
She was tricked into going. That's correct.
How were you tricked? I need more details.
Vicky Seidemann, good old Vicky Seidemann. She was a buyer at Sunstrand back in the day. She talked like a sailor. She could bull mouth any guy. I mean, she just brutal. And funny, but very insecure woman. So I had these tickets. I'm sitting in Gary Zelnerik's cubicle. Vicky Seidemann's in there, and we're talking. And I says, yeah, I need a date for this football game. Christine walks by. Those cubicles were high enough where you could barely see the top of her head as she walked by. And Vicky goes, well, how about her? And I says, nah, we've been asking her out for a while now. She's no fun. And she won't go. And Vicky says, well... Vicky stands up. She says, Christine, as Christine's across the way, and she pops her head above the cube wall. Yeah. Would you like to go to a Chargers game? Yeah. And then she says, with Dave, and I pop my head up. And her eyeballs got big, and she couldn't get out of it at that point. So she was pretty much tricked into going out.
This feels like a deleted scene from Office Space. Did you pop up from the cubicle? Have you seen my Dave card? My deep girl, Christine.
It was like that at times.
My deep girl, Christine.
We have people like that.
Were you one of the people?
I was on special side. So, how did we get into that story?
I wanted to know about how Christine got tricked into marrying
oh,
you.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't a marriage.
That wasn't just marriage.
But that's how it all started. This whole thing's built on
a trick.
Have you seen my TV?
Trick or treat.
What?
Trick or treat.
It was a trick, and the marriage was the treat.
Oh.
Most days.
Wow.
Chocolate expires. Candy gets. Candy expires. The treat. Oh.
Are you saying we're expired?
I'm saying you're old.
Oh. Well, so I think we went through the movie characters. Who would you not want to play?
Liv Tyler and the Strangers.
I wouldn't want to be that weirdo in Saltburn. Yeah.
Well, I would want to have Alzheimer's and The Notebook. Julia Roberts, didn't she have something like... cancer?
In Pretty Woman?
No.
She just worked at the Shake Shack in Pretty Woman.
Shake Shack.
Steel Magnolias.
I don't remember seeing that.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, but yeah.
I don't like seeing those movies.
Bonus to playing in The Notebook. First of all, Rachel McAdams is beautiful.
Oh, she
so
is.
Playing that... And you do get to kiss Ryan Gosling, which doesn't suck. So it might not be a bad... The Alzheimer part, though, that's rough.
That is, yeah. The ending is...
But that's a different actress that plays her. I want to play Rachel McAdams in The Notebook. No, I don't want to play the other actress.
Oh.
The older lady.
So again, yeah. you guys don't want to be old. You want to be young bodies.
Well, yeah.
I know, I just don't want to have Alzheimer's. I don't care about the wrinkles. I just don't want to have Alzheimer's. I want to remember my husband when I open my eyes in the morning.
What do you think Larry would play? What would he be the star in? Like The Wizard of Oz? One of the little Munchkins?
God forbid your husband is an inch and a half shorter than you.
Wow.
We're off to see the wizard. Sorry, Larry.
Shout out. This is a week, too, where you can't contain yourself.
I just can't. Oh.
We have to have Larry on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have Larry on here and he can bash us back.
I don't know. We'll see. Dave might have to pause it.
So did you think, yeah, we'll have to ask Larry what he would be.
I don't know. He likes all kinds of movies.
I can see him in an anime movie.
I can see him as Rambo.
I could see that.
Yeah.
All I can think about is
the
Deadpool. I wonder.
He dies in that movie.
Great. He dies in a hunting movie and I have Alzheimer's according to the two of you little shits. Deadpool. I could be Vanessa and he could be Deadpool. Vanessa's hot. And so is Ryan Reynolds. So that's fine. We would love it. It'd be okay.
Oh, I didn't like when that guy stuck his hand in a French fryer.
That's Novocaine.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy, too.
My favorite is when he said he had psoriasis was his excuse for it. And I looked at Larry and I said, that's not psoriasis. I know psoriasis and that ain't it. That's disgusting.
Shout out to Novocaine. That was a good movie. We recommend that. I think all three of us.
Yeah, I think it was a great movie. Yeah. You didn't like it? It was so funny.
I'm surprised you didn't like that.
Well, you did pick Armageddon.
Oh, animal crackers. Mm-hmm. As the lion goes up to the mountainous peaks.
Oh, you guys.
Oh. It was a word for word.
We watched it so many times. It's a great movie. Leaving on a jet plane. Leaving on a jet plane.
Can I be Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch?
Why do you pick these movies that aren't real?
The Grinch isn't real?
Armageddon's real.
What? What about a drill?
Real. Armageddon is real.
The Grinch is real. The Grinch lives in a snowflake. Why does it have to be real?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
Real people.
Okay,
do you all cartoon characters?
The Grinch isn't a cartoon.
It is
the live action with Jim Carrey.
No, he looks like one of those protesters out there in a Grinch suit, bubble thing.
Do you know the history behind that?
The
with
Grinch?
Jim Carrey in that, he almost stopped the production of it. In that outfit for extended periods of time. Almost didn't do it, but he said he wanted to do it for the kids. He would do anything to get through it.
Oh, yeah, and the money didn't hurt. Mm. You know, you get paid millions of dollars and you complain like that.
Money doesn't fix everything. Sometimes you're still missing stuff.
Yeah.
And like being in a costume.
Like a Jeep.
Yeah, it's a Jeep.
Garage.
A garage and a Jeep.
Life's so hard for Dave. Have you seen my tapler? I can find my tapler. My name's Dave. With Dean, will you go to a football game with me? Will you be my tapler? Poor Dave. All right, so Halloween. One more question. Favorite Halloween candy? Go.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, hands down.
I was going to say, why am I even asking you, yeah. Christine? Dave?
What is your favorite?
Favorite Halloween candy, Dave?
Anything milk chocolate.
So when you trick-or-treated as a kid and went and got candy from strangers, what would you never share with people?
Most everything.
Nothing's changed.
I would give them my apples. Because those would have razor blades in it, according to Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You would love caramels.
Caramels. So, Carmelos? No. What's that? Oh. My niece likes Peeps, but only stale. peach.
So does my husband.
Stale peach?
Yep, it's got to be stale. He'll open it and he'll eat one and then he'll let the rest of them go stale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same as Angie. Yeah, why shout out to that? Angie.
I don't know.
Those are weird. They're just weird.
And he loves caramels too. Anytime caramels. We stop somewhere, if there's caramels, we're grabbing them. Any other Halloween?
Soap and windows. So you never soaped windows or waxed windows? There's a big difference. If you like the neighbor enough, you just soap his windows because that'll come off. But if you didn't like him, you used wax.
Like a wax ball. Wax all? I couldn't help myself. I had to.
Because the wax didn't come off. Sorry.
I'm from toilet paper and egging. I didn't soap people's windows.
Oh, we used to egg too. Yeah. The soap and wax, that was the core. Easier to get. Carried around in your pocket, right? Where eggs, you can't really carry in your pocket because they smash.
I never did that.
You never soaped a window?
No.
We have a window right here.
Never.
Let's try it.
I toilet papered.
No? I never egged.
No, that's not true. You toilet papered with me once.
Well, that
twice.
Was when I was older.
Oh. Okay.
So if we go egg somebody now, does that count as you egging? Or is there like a...
No, it was...
Didn't you throw an egg at me once?
No.
We could.
I throw eggs out in the canyon.
Yeah.
Anything else? Be safe this Halloween. Whatever you do, just be safe.
Yes.
Don't eat at the apples. They always have razor blades in them.
Yeah, make sure kids, if you're listening, your parents need to check all of your candy for narcotics, razor blades, and their favorites.
Narcotics. Oh my God. I haven't even thought about that. Yeah.
Fentanyl and stuff and candy. That's the kind of stuff parents have to think about now.
If it's not wrapped fully,
throw it in the trash.
Don't eat it. Or just ask for a return and get some money. Ask for money. We had a lady used to hand us pennies. We were kids.
Speaking of pennies, if you want to save some, don't forget PC10 coupon code.
That was a good lead in.
Thank you for the setup, the assist.
I get a point. Point.
I don't think the assist gets any points. I dunked it.
No.
I don't watch basketball, but I don't think
it's hockey. Hockey.
Oh.
Get an assist.
No, they don't get points.
I think it has to go in. When in hockey, I think you have to get an
assist point.
Hockey, you get assist points.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. They're imaginary Dave points. Got it. When you watch hockey, what does the game look like? I'm curious.
Do you know in Borrego we're going to start a hockey team? Mark plays hockey, plays offense. We're the Borrego Hardware. The owner, Phil, shout out. He's a goalie when he was younger, and I was defense. So we got, like, right there, we got the main core of a hockey team. So where we are going to play is Indio. There's that Rinfus Center. There's a hockey rink there.
So hold on. Your friend's name is Philip, and he owns an Ace Hardware?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's ironic.
Isn't it ironic?
Why?
Like a Philip screwdriver?
Oh.
Philip's head? Like, I think it's pretty creative. Is his name really Philip, or did he decide that?
It's better than calling him a flathead.
Well, anyways, I just think it's ironic.
I don't think it's really ironic. Don't you think?
It's for me. It's already 2:41. Are you done, Jabberjaws?
Am I done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. Running up the clock.
La la la.
See you next weekend.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays without a fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.